Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too are mad about Mickey, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the Disney novice who's currently thinking about or currently planning your first trip to Walt Disney World and the only Muppet you can think of is yourself, then this really is the podcast for you. Every week, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from the UK to share their memories of their magical times. And this week's superfan Adele has got some very valuable fashion tips.
I'm not embarrassed to say it's either buy some chafing cream or some Vaseline just to have in your bag that you can just put on your legs and just get that bit of relief.
I'm also going to be answering your Walt Disney World questions, get the latest news from the parks and everything you need to know if you're about to step foot on the plane to head over to Orlando. And make sure you keep in touch with us, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We are at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. Don't forget to send those questions over. We have a question from Beth on Instagram, who is thinking about going in October 2020, wants to know kind of what the weather's going to be like, what the crowds are going to be like. Not a bad time. You're at the end of the hurricane season. Temperatures have cooled down a bit. You've got the Food and Wine Festival. You have got the Halloween party. Or if you go right at the end of October for Halloween, you can cram in Halloween and you can do the first Christmas party. That's what I'm going to be doing this year. Also wants to know, is it worth booking everything as a package or flights and hotels separately? I think it's just a preference. I actually don't think there's much difference in price. I know if you're booking with Disney, you can only book the flights so far ahead, whereas you book with Virgin Atlantic, because obviously Virgin Atlantic and Virgin Holidays are one, then you can book everything at once. I like to book everything at once, just so I know how much I've got a budget and how much I've got to pay for. That includes flights and hotels and park tickets and everything like that. But again, it's just a personal preference. I don't think there's much difference in price. If you do, maybe you've got any tips on that, let us know. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PodMagical. Quick one here from Michael, who is going to Walt Disney World next year for the first time. And he's very excited because he wants to have an In-N-Out burger. Where is the nearest one to Walt Disney World? Michael, bad news for you. In-N-Out burger is the other side of America. It's only West Coast. You'll have to go to Disneyland for an In-N-Out burger. And Andy, who has got a reservation to go for food in Germany at Epcot, is it quicker to park at Epcot and walk through the parks, or is it actually quicker to park at Hollywood Studios and then walk through the boardwalk and then enter that way? The problem is with Epcot at Germany, it's kind of right in the middle of World Showcase. So I can see where you're coming from Hollywood Studios, but I don't think it's any quicker. I think it's longer. I know you still have to battle with people as you're going through Epcot, but I think it is a real trek. Keep an eye on distances when you're booking restaurant reservations. Make sure you know where you've got to go and how far things are. Alternatively, if you get an Uber, you can always get an Uber over to the Boardwalk Hotel and then just walk it in from there. That's a quicker. Any questions? PodMagical, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Same place to go if you fancy being a podcast guest one week. And this week it's Adele. So tell me, Adele, what is it that you love about Walt Disney World?
I just think it's the most magical place on earth. I absolutely love it. I have been going since the age of six, and we've been with various different family members, different ages, different age group, grandparents, my nephew when we were 18 months old, and it just accommodates for everybody.
Do you get that thing then when you book in, when you say, I've just booked a holiday, and people go, where are you going? You go, Walt Disney World, we're going back to Orlando. And people go, oh, are you sick of it? Why do you keep going back?
I do get that. But every single time I go back, there's so much more that's been built. I last went in 2017 and I'm yet to experience Pandora. Toy Story Land was closed at the time. Obviously, Star Wars Galaxy Edge is opened.
Yeah.
And outside of Walt Disney World, I've not done Volcano Bay and I'm so excited. So every single time I go back, it's another day or two's worth of rides and experiences and attractions and everything.
Can you remember the first time you went? You say you were six.
I was six.
What are your memories of that?
Quite vague. I know that we stayed on International Drive. I think it's just the Magic Kingdom fireworks I remember, and being on Main Street, and there was a photo of me with like my, and I was only about six, and I must have done like they do with Instagram poses and like arms up in the air, like peace sign, like woo.
So, you were on it before it was even
like,
yeah, exactly. All about the gram.
I created that post. I think we did the Everglades. I remember doing like a speedboat and this huge pelican on the back of the boat.
Have you got a favourite memory of the 8 times you've been?
I have. So I've got a obviously Disney fanatic nephew, since me and my sister and all my family are Disney fanatics. And we first went when he was 18 months old. A lot of people said to me, oh, why are you going at that age? He won't remember it. And he still does. And he remembers what he did. And my favourite memory was meeting Mickey Mouse at the Town Square Theatre. We booked some fast pass tickets so we can cut that massive long queue to meet Mickey Mouse. And at that time, Mickey would talk to you.
He doesn't talk anymore, does he?
We went in 2017, 2 years ago, and he didn't talk. But I do understand that obviously it's quite confusing, as Mickey doesn't talk when you go see him out in other areas of Walt Disney World. I wish he still did.
Yeah.
It was so lovely. And seeing my nephew's face, and obviously he was a little bit confused, like, oh, that's Mickey Mouse. but yeah, it's just one of the moments you get really welled up. And my nephew Harry was just like, he was introducing my family. He's like, Mummy, Daddy,
oh, introducing him to Mickey Mouse.
It was lovely. And then he done the hot dog dance with him. And he was still a little bit funny about doing that. He was like, oh my God, it's a full grown Mickey doing the hot dog dance with him. So, but it was lovely. And we got some nice photos. And on the end, he gave like Mickey a little kiss on his nose, which we got on video. And it's just the cutest thing.
A lot of people say, oh, that's such a young age. They won't remember it. But I always say, but you'll remember their reaction
Absolutely.
To it.
And obviously now that we had a GoPro with us, everything was filmed, like every step of the way. We went again in 2017 when he was 3, and he went, I've been on that, I've been on that, I've been on that. And he remembers it. Obviously, as he gets older, he'll probably forget it, but that's what you have the photos and the videos
yeah.
for.
What's your favourite attractions or parades or rides?
My all-time favourite has got to be Tower of Terror. When you are walking through the hotel, it's just the atmosphere. It's the cast members putting on that creepy act and things like that. And you're waiting in the library and you're watching the video and it's like, dun, dun, dun. And you're like, oh, we're going. So, yeah, it's really exciting. But, no, I do. I absolutely love Mickey's PhilharMagic as well in Fantasyland.
I love this, but I'm very upset that it's not called Donald's PhilharMagic.
Oh, I know.
Because it's more Donald Duck than Mickey Mouse, isn't it?
You expect it. But obviously, the perception it's meant to give to people is we went to watch this orchestra with Mickey conducting it with his sorcerer's hat and everything. And Donald just gets into a lot of trouble.
Poor Donald. Poor Donald.
I love the Disney music. Like, it's always playing in my car and just going through like Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, A Whole New World. It just gets me all welled up. I think it's brilliant.
Who's your favourite character when you meet him in the parks?
Pluto. I love Pluto. I just think he's all silly and everything like that. And we've got some really good photos and a video of my nephew meeting him. And obviously he's standing there with all his tail wagging and everything like that. Also loved for the first time we met Baymax.
I think he's not there now, or he's about to leave because they're making all the changes over at Epcot.
Oh, are they? Yeah, so he was in the same part as Epcot as Sadness and Joy.
Yeah, I think they're all going.
When you meet him, because obviously he's very big and inflatable, you have to ensure that you've got no jewellery on, you've got no bags on, don't
pop him. Oh, my word.
Exactly, and he doesn't move very far, but I wanted to really do like the fist bump.
What about places to eat and things to eat in the parks?
We generally don't eat in the park very often, to be honest. Because we normally stay in a villa, we'd either go to Walmart and get some packed lunch and stuff, or we'll go to a Publix on the way that do like the big subs. Most parks let you take them in. There are some that don't. What we do tend to do is go to Disney Springs after, and there's one restaurant in particular called the T-Rex Restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's quite similar to Rainforest Cafe. It's got this big T-Rex when you come in, but you can sit in different areas like under the sea, in the jungle. I think there's an Ice Age one and like a meteor one, but it's just fantastic. And it's just the atmosphere that you get in there. I do love Rainforest Cafe though, because we always eat there when we go to Animal Kingdom.
Like a tradition.
There. Yeah, it's just something that you always do. But generally, we will try to take food in, but we'll snack throughout the day. You've got to get a Dole Whip in like Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
I love in Blizzard Beach, which unfortunately is not open when I go. I normally get the ice slushies.
Talking of Blizzard Beach, we're going to come back to this in a minute because I know you've got some top tips about what to wear at the water parks.
Oh, yes.
We'll come back to that in a minute. But let's go back to you, where you stay, because you said you stayed in a villa. Is that mm-hmm. is that your favourite place to stay?
That's generally where we stay. We've always got at least 5 people with us, and it's just a lot easier to stay in a villa, and you can take yourself out the hustle and bustle of all the parks and everything like that. And if you do have a pool day, you've got your own pool. And it was pretty cool. Last year, we stayed in a complex in Kissimmee called Cumbrian Lakes. And obviously, as the name of the villas, there it was all the villas backed onto this massive lake, and it had a gator in there. Obviously, I know that when they get to a particular size, they kind of remove it for the safety of other people. Yeah. But you'd walk around and this gator would be following you.
Just be there.
Honestly, I think it took an interest in my other half when we went last time. He likes to go for a morning walk around the lake. And when he come and we was all sitting, it was the day that we were leaving, so everyone was packing, but we were all sitting outside. And this gator was sitting on the ledge, like, by our villa. And just, I think he followed Cole all the way around. But yeah, we love to just take ourselves away. We've always got a car when we go with family. Yeah, we like to go do all the little Disney shops on the way, like the cheap merchandise versions of them. So there's lots of restaurants outside the Walt Disney World complex and everything like that. So we might go to Longhorn Steakhouse. We went there for last time we went. I absolutely loved it. I love steak.
I suppose it's a bit cheaper as well, isn't it, than eating in the park?
Yeah,
especially
definitely.
If you've got a car, you might as well.
Definitely. And I think that's why we don't eat so much at the park, because we do have the car. We can do that.
How do you find, like, in terms of driving around and getting about and parking? Who does the driving? And do you pick the car up at the airport? Or do you plan all that before you go?
The wait for the car is always, no matter what company you go with, we're waiting at least an hour and a half, which is really frustrating when you've just been on a 9-hour flight.
Yeah.
Getting through the airport on Orlando side isn't a quick process either.
No.
So it does add a lot of time on. But generally, my dad or my brother-in-law drives, and they said it's so easy. The roads are straight, they're wide. So I'm going this year, and because it's just myself and my partner, we've actually made the decision not to drive, because we're on international drive. A lot of people have advised us to get Ubers. The Rosen Inn at Point, where we're staying, does do free transfers to Universal and SeaWorld parks, as long as you book them in. There is a charge for the Disney ones, but I think it's actually cheaper to jump in an Uber.
$10?
$10.
For an Uber?
But $10 there, $20 back, and you're like, oh, $20. But about $25 to park a day at the parks. Magic Kingdom, certainly the car park there, is the biggest in the world. And the amount of money they must make.
Just on parking.
Just on parking per day. So this year we have made a decision. We may hire a car for a day or two, just maybe get out of Orlando or just go down. And he wanted to go have a look at Kennedy Space Center and things like that. So it's a decision we'll make nearer the time.
Yeah. Have you used Lyft when you've been to America?
I haven't. I have heard about that.
It's the same kind of thing as Uber.
Yeah. But I heard you say on the podcast that about that you can do a comparison site, can't you? About what's going to be cheaper.
There's an app. And also as well, a lot of time, especially if you've never used Lyft before, there's a lot of promotions.
Yeah.
So you'll get like $2 off your first 5 rides, or you can prepay and you'll save 10%. There's loads of little tricks that you can do in America that you can't do over here. So it's always just plain. When you're sitting waiting for the car or whatever, just sit around and play with the apps and see what's good to go.
Definitely.
Adele is with us. She's our podcast guest this week with some fashion tips after the news. And the latest from the parks this week, Epcot have announced that the Festival of the Arts is returning for the 4th year. It starts the 17th of January 2020 and runs through till the 24th of February. This is one of the best festivals they've got at Epcot. This is the real heart of Epcot, as well as the usual food and wine booths that you get at the other festivals, like the Food and Wine Festival, which is on at the moment. You've got other things that you can enjoy that I think really, truly represent what Epcot's all about, including the Disney on Broadway concert series. So every night through the festival, some of the biggest names on Broadway will perform some classic Disney musical theatre songs, not just from the obvious things like Frozen and Beauty and the Beast, but from things like Newsies. As well as that, there's visual arts, there's loads of seminars that go on. You can put yourself into pieces of art. So there's famous pieces of art with little gaps in, and you can get yourself and get your photo pass and have your own picture in the arts. Other things as well, like chalk artists and living statues, and there's loads of things to buy as well, some beautiful pieces of art that you can buy. It's really everything you think about when you think of the arts: visual, performing, culinary. It's all at Festival of the Arts, which starts next year, pretty much straight after the Christmas festival finishes, 17th of January. You know that the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party is underway at the minute over at Magic Kingdom. If you can't make it over to the Halloween parties this year, then this Sunday night, you can see a live stream of the fireworks, Disney's Not So Spooky Spectacular, which is the brand new fireworks they've got for Halloween. They will be streamed live on Disney Parks YouTube. Now, this is going to be at 10 past 10pm, Sunday night, the 15th of September. That, of course, is American time, so that's what, 3 o'clock in the morning in the UK. Hopefully when you wake up Monday, it'll still be there as well. Also from Walt Disney World, there is a new colour that's arrived. So we've had rose gold and we've had potion purple. The latest colour they've got their hands on is Arendelle Aqua. Yep. You can get loads of things in Arendelle Aqua, as well as your Mickey Mouse ears and your spirit jerseys. There's even a Victoria sponge cake with Arendelle Aqua icing that you can get from the Yorkshire County Fish Shop in Epcot. And one of the things to look out for if you're on your way is some new buses that are coming. You know, they've rolled out these new buses earlier on this year with pictures of Disney characters, Mickey and Minnie and Donald and Daisy. There are some other new ones, so look out for characters from Moana and Frozen on the bus that takes you here, there and everywhere around Walt Disney World. Anything else going on, we will keep you updated with the news. There's more than just what you hear on the podcast. Anything breaks, we'll let you know about it on the socials. So make sure you follow us, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Give us a like, give us a follow. We are at Pod Magical. And make sure you say hello. Same place to go if you want to be a guest on the podcast this week is Adele. And apparently you're going to share with us now some fashion tips.
I think it's really important to pre-plan what you're wearing. So in regards to footwear, if you're going to wear flip-flops and you've got a pair of Havanas on and you've worn for years, you've broken into them, you will still get blisters. So I'll always take my blister plasters. And if I'm wearing trainers, I try to get some dry fit socks.
Yeah.
And they do make all the difference from regular socks. I'm a netball player and I will always make sure I wear the correct socks because your feet are ruined by the end of the holiday.
So it's more about the socks than the shoes?
Yeah, unless you wear flip-flops and obviously...
That way you don't want to wear socks
and flip-flops.
You can,
well, one year we went with my auntie and all my cousins and none of us are dressed appropriately in regards to footwear. And we all went down to one of the shopping malls and all bought a pair of Crocs. They're not the most attractive things to wear, but I really didn't
care. You were that family, were you?
We were the Croc family. We had a photo with all our foot in and all had matching photos. But bearing in mind, if you have Crocs, we went to Typhoon Lagoon one day and my dad, who had a pair, could not find his Crocs anywhere. He was like, someone stole my Crocs. I can't find them. And I was like, they're them. And he said, no, they're not. They're yours. And they had shrunk in the sun to like a size 3.
Crocs yeah. shrunk in the
yeah.
sun?
They shrunk down. They were tiny. So we put them under the sun lounger in the shade and they soon expanded back to the normal place. But he couldn't find them because he didn't realise they were his. Other one is obviously in the water park, certainly Typhoon Lagoon and actually Blizzard Beach when you go on things like Summit Plummet. Certainly for the ladies, unless men want to wear bikinis as well. That's absolutely
I'm not sure
good.
That's allowed.
It is about wearing either a swimming costume or a bikini with straps and something a bit sturdy. When that wave hits you, you'll get up and your bikini may not be in the place that it was.
Oh, right, nothing's where it should be.
No, so, and that
we
happens.
Don't want that.
No, no one wants that. You do get some funny looks. So, and obviously Summit Plummet, you're going down that at 70 miles an hour. And it does come fast. And obviously, you've got to have your legs and arms crossed. So arms crossed on your chest, you can hold things in place. But definitely wearing something that is appropriate. It's got some decent straps in it as well.
Yeah, and there's kids around. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to be...
It's a family-friendly park. You don't want to be
exactly.
So, and the only one I've got about fashion wear is I tend to wear denim shorts. And that's fine. It's not a problem. But obviously, there are water rides in all the parks. And you do get wet. And obviously, just the walking around, they just take that longer to dry. I do find, unfortunately, I'm not blessed with the skinny legs that some people do have. And I'll be honest, you will chafe. You are walking around. It's hot. It's clammy.
Yeah.
Everything like that. My advice, I'm not embarrassed to say, is to either buy some chafing cream or some Vaseline just to have in your bag that you can just put on your legs and just get that bit of relief.
Vaseline and Crocs.
Vaseline
don't go to Disney
Crocs.
Without them.
I know, it sounds dodgy, doesn't it?
What's your planning strategy then?
This year we went through Thomas Cook.
Okay.
And we booked it. And the reason why we've done that is because they now do holidays without deposits and you set up a direct debit from the day you book to the day of your holiday, whatever it costs, they will work out monthly what your direct debit is. And it makes it so much more affordable for families to do that. So when we booked it in May last year, we had a budget of what maximum we wanted to pay direct debit per month. So we were able to push up to premium flights to 3 weeks, all fancy like that. So we pay that per month. But obviously, you always need to consider and look around for them tickets. I was lucky this year. I woke up one morning and was sitting on my phone, and there was a post for Florida Tix, who we've not used before.
Yeah.
And it was don't delay, pay before May. And I managed to book all of the parks, including Walt Disney World, Universal ones, and including Discovery Cove. I saved about 150 quid.
It all adds up, which, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So we were aiming for about all the parks, because obviously you do the 14 days and you just kind of overlap one another. The tickets don't come as 3 weeks generally. I was looking about £900 and I managed to knock it down towards the £700.
That's really good.
Which is really good. Yeah. So it is a case of looking about. Attraction Tickets Direct, we also do. And sometimes they throw in a free. Obviously, the Memory Makers generally puts in there for free as well. And the odd time, they'll chuck in tickets like Kennedy Space Center or Gatorland and things like that. So it's always a bonus to have a look around and see what's best.
What did you do outside the parks then? You mentioned Gatorland. Have you ever been there?
I've been to Gatorland. I think we went when we were younger as well, but we went back last year and it was one of the last things we'd done on our holiday, and I absolutely loved it. So as far as I'm aware, pretty sure when it gets to around either the 5 feet mark or the 6 feet mark, they have to remove them just for people's safety and things like that. But they plonk it in this park and there are... I would say thousands. Like obviously shows there. So they do the gator wrestling. They got like an aviary. They got a reptile show and everything as well. And one of the really cool things we've done, they had tortoises there. One of them was like something like 120 years old, something ridiculous. But they have them in this pen and you've got a stick with a bit of fruit on it and you pay you $5 and you can go in and feed them. But they come up to higher than my hip. Like when they're standing upright, and they were just really slow and eating all this fruit off this stick, and like you stroke a tortoise, but it was just amazing.
How far away is that from Disney?
It's about 25 minutes, half an hour, so it's not too bad, but you are going, it's not on the main roads.
Anything else outside Disney?
I do love Island of Adventure, and it's just, you've got the big rocks where it says, let the adventure begin, and it's the music, it's like dramatic music and you're getting all excited, but I love the Hulk ride.
Yeah.
I think it's just the lands are so well built, and I know they are in all the Disney ones as well. That's the amazing thing about Florida. It's just, you don't need to do any of the rides to experience the amazing way that they've created it. But Harry Potter, amazing. I'm so excited to go on the Hagrid ride. Obviously, the teething problems would have aired out by the time I go. And obviously, it's always weather permitting, but I'm really looking forward to that. I'm sad that Jewel and Dragons left.
I know.
But then again, I say I'm sad, but the days where you can go on fire or ice, and they used to simultaneously go at the same time. So when you're going up the loop to loop, your feet are, they feel like inches away from the other car. But there must have been 2 6-foot-7 people must have been on it at the same time. And
kicked each
they
other.
Were, I'm thinking, why else would they stop doing it simultaneously?
Yeah, it was strange. But it also looks like Epic Adventure, Epic Universe, where the new part, I think they're going to reinvent it for that.
My sister has to queue. If it for an hour, she'll get that butterbeer. She absolutely.
Oh, it's horrible.
Butter. I'm not a big fan, to be honest, but she loves a butterbeer.
And you can get it in Watford. So what's the point?
Exactly. What's going on that way?
Yeah.
But yeah, I absolutely love it. And obviously getting the Hogwarts Express over to Universal Studios.
I love how they've connected the two parks.
Definitely. And you've always got to go each way. It's not the same one way.
Yeah.
You've definitely got to go both ways. And I love going to like King's Cross Station. They made it very British.
And you can dial the Ministry of Magic, can't you, if you go into the phone box and dial the number?
Yeah, and all things like that. But there's lots of little things that you can do around all the parks like that. It's just about knowing where, like, I've got a book about Disney secrets and hidden Mickeys and stuff like that. And there's loads of little things that you can do with that. I think there's by the, in Tomorrowland, there's a phone that you can pick up. You can not talk to someone, but there's lots of little like things that you can do around the parks that are supposed to be secret. Yeah, maybe. But it's always worth getting a book or doing your research on the internet to find out where the hidden Mickeys are, but know kind of what you're looking for. And that's something that we got my nephew excited about. He, like, when he found a hidden Mickey somewhere, he would be so excited.
So in other terms of planning, are there any websites or anything that you use before you go?
Yeah, there's a brilliant one called Dib. And it's
Dib?
D-I-B-B. And it's actually called Disney with a British accent.
Oh, right.
And it's brilliant. It's what I use for everything. There used to be a subscription that you can pay, a very small subscription per month, and you can do a whole plan on there for like busy day guides and things like that. And I live by it. And it's you put in the dates you're going, what parks you're going to, and it estimates, I think it's working on statistically like it does every year, and obviously the level of crowds at the time, what is the best park to go to on that particular day. Looking at it this year, I suppose I blame Star Wars Galaxy Edge. All the Disney parks for all of the end of September and October where we're going is busy. So
yeah, and they're all open from like 6 a.m. It's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. So DIB is great for looking at the forums, seeing the latest news and people commenting on it and everything. And it's really good. There's a planning section on there as well. And you can put in the dates and what parks you're going to on that day. And it will give you the, so you can print it out in a spreadsheet, and it will give you the opening hours, any show times and parade times, and any special events going on that day.
Okay.
And then at the back, it's got the tip, like tips that you can do, and just general advice about tipping in the parks or tipping in restaurants around there. But it just kind of collates it all into one spreadsheet, really.
Be a matter of days before you go in then.
Yes.
Counting down the days, all the fast days. Passes are done and everything.
Yeah, so up early, getting them all booked in. Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to it. It's the first time I'm sad that I'm not going with my family. I've never not been with my mum, my dad and my sister.
Oh, no.
And obviously my poor nephew is like, please, can I come? And I would absolutely love him to put him in my suitcase. But so many people that have done it, just them and their partner, have said, do you know what? Just do it.
It's You'll a very different it. Holiday.
It's very, very different. And I don't think it's all going to be so crammed in, because it's not about accommodating the young children or the older people. Like, I've been with my nan and granddad before.
Yeah.
And my granddad was in he was 71 at the time. He did keep up, but you have to accommodate to take your time and slow down.
For days off and stuff.
But no, he loved it. He knows I'm coming on here today, and he was like, mention how much I loved Everest and things like that. And he did.
He went on Everest at what age?
He went at 71. So he was 71, and my nan.
What's his name?
Derek.
Derek. Love you, Derek.
Legend, my gramps. And yeah, it was my nan's birthday out there that particular day. So we always said that they celebrated her birthday on top of Mount Everest.
Oh,
it was just, I knew they were loving it. I was sitting behind them and I could just hear them laughing. And they were just giggling the whole way round. So that was kind of a thrill ride. But that's what I mean. All of Orlando and Walt Disney World can accommodate all ages. I will still go on some of them rides that maybe I don't necessarily need to.
Yeah.
That I haven't got my nephew. Like, how can you go there and not go on It's a Small World?
You have to.
Do you know, it's one of them things that you have to say that you've done. If my other half don't want to go on the ride, I can go in single rider queue. Because I know certainly they accommodate that at the Universal Park. So
yeah.
He was on. I'm sitting like a lad, but I'm still going on the ride.
So. You can go drinking around the world as well this time.
Yes, that is a must do, is to take your time going around the world. I absolutely love that at Epcot.
Well, thank you for coming in and chatting.
You're welcome.
And,
thank you.
Tag us in your pictures when you're on holiday, when you're on vacation.
Yes.
And Adele, have a magical day.
Thank you. I will do. Thanks.
If you are up for coming on the podcast for a chat one week, then let me know. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at PodMagical is where we are. If you're heading over to Orlando over the next few days, maybe you're listening to this on the way to the airport, maybe even in the airport, maybe on the plane. Maybe I'm saving up all the podcasts to listen to on the plane. Low 30s, still humid, but less showery in Orlando. We're still in that hurricane season. The crowds, I can't get my head around the crowds in Walt Disney World, because you thought with Star Wars opening just a few weeks ago, it would be busier than it normally would be. It's been really quiet. Last week, I thought it was because of the hurricane, but even the crowds this week have been pretty quiet. Could be down to the extra magic hours with Hollywood Studios opening at 6 and then Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom opening really early as well. There's a lot of extra hours everywhere. It seems to have spread people around the parks. Even like Flight of Passage, I've looked a few times. It's been like 45 minutes. Anything under an hour, but it's really quiet. So it looks like you picked a good time. Beginning of September could be a golden time to go to Orlando. If you go into the Food and Wine Festival, which is now on at Epcot, Tiffany plays this weekend. That's Friday the 13th, Saturday the 14th, Sunday the 15th, followed by Smash Mouth and then Starship. Nothing's going to stop us now. You know them, 20th, 21st, 22nd. Also, I'm going to give you a food tip every week. And this week, I'm going to go for the Earth Eats booth, where you can get Impossible Burgers. These are the vegan burgers. There's a plant-based burger that tastes just like a normal burger. I can't wait to try an Impossible Burger. If you have had one, let me know what they're like. But also at Earth Eats booth, they've also got the Impossible Cottage Pie. And remember that most of the food items are snack credit worthy. Not the alcoholic drinks, unfortunately, but just the regular food items are a snack credit, so that's well worth it. Also at Epcot, you've got the final couple of weeks of Illuminations, which is on at the end until the end of September. Club Cool and the Character Meat Spot has now closed. There's a lot of renovations have started. Halloween is underway now. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is a month in. And also last weekend, Universal's Halloween Horror Nights has now started. Looks terrifying. Andy's top tip of the week this week, because we've got the Magic Kingdom parties happening, we've got Halloween parties in the minute, and then we've got straight into Christmas after that. My top tip is, because Happily Ever After is not on every night, if you don't have a ticket to one of the parties, you have to pay extra to go to the parties. My top tip is, if there's a party on, go to the Polynesian to watch the fireworks. I think they're a bit later. I think it's about 10:15, the party fireworks happen, but they're actually bigger than the regular fireworks because they're 360. They're all around the park, so you can see them from even further afield. Go to the beach at the Polynesian because they pump the music in. So you're getting the Christmas and Halloween party fireworks for free from the beach. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. By the way, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, we've got regular podcasts coming out every Friday, but make sure you subscribe, then you don't miss any other ones that we do in between. And also, if you're on Apple Podcasts, if you could give us a 5-star review, we would love that, because we have some exclusive Most Magical Podcast on Earth stickers that could be coming your way if we read your name out on the podcast this week. Thank you to Jonas21, who's given us a 5-star review, having visited Florida and being a DVC member of this podcast, has still educated me on a number of things that you can do at Disney. Keep it up. Thank you very much, Jonas. This podcast educates me as well. Every week I'm learning from all the guests that come on. But thank you very much for your 5-star review. Get in touch, send me a DM, and I will sort them stickers out for you. Don't forget, leave that 5-star review. That would be incredible. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.